This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Yeah, Friday. What's up? Welcome in. It's October 4th, 2024. And you are listening live to 106.7 The Fan, the Grant and Danny radio program. We are at the Atlas Brewery out and about in Alexandria. It is awesome here. We have eaten delicious pizza already. There are lots of TVs. No better place to spend a football Friday. We will be here all afternoon long, so come on by and say hello.
They got three locations, my friend. Navy Yard. Right, Ivy City, the OG. They got a party there tomorrow we'll tell you about. Well, this new spot in Alexandria is gorgeous. You got picnic tables outside. Sorry about it. You got this beautiful facility inside. Sorry about it. They're making the pizza right in front of us. I've already had pizza. I'm going to have to pizza again. You can't just make pizza like that in front of me and then be like, okay, Pudgy, don't eat anymore. I'm going right back up there soon.
I was a little stunned to hear you say that you plan another trip to the pizza bar before we leave. Because
yeah.
I shouldn't be keeping track. It's not my job. You had three slices already.
Yeah.
So to say that
and
you're
fries.
Going back for more.
Not like right now.
Right. We'll be here all day.
Yeah, like 2:15.
We got time. We can spread out our eating. We got Caps tickets for you. The home opener is coming up next Saturday night at Capital One Arena. Those are hot tickets, a hot commodity. We've got your tickets exclusively on G&D. You can get those tickets at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz right here on The Fan. And in 1 hour, coming up at 3, Jeff Phelps, who does our job. He is on the radio, but he is in Cleveland in 92.3, our sister station out there. He's going to stop by to give us the latest on the Browns. We will scout the opponent for Cleveland. They are getting ready for the Commanders. Even though Myles Garrett didn't practice much this week, I think Myles Garrett is going to play. He did not practice last week, then he played, and then he had two sacks of Gardner Minshew.
He's one of those dudes that I'm not that concerned. Well, I am concerned this week because he's playing us. But he's one of those guys that, oh, he didn't practice? He's still going to go out and wreck worlds. He's Unicron. He's really, really, really good. Pelts are on the wall. That's a DPOY candidate every time he gets out of bed.
Commanders fans just walked in. I got one Redskins jersey, number 28, not a Daryl Green, a super fan.
Okay.
And then I've got fresh off the shelf Commanders
gear. Yeah.
Actual real life in the wild Commanders gear. We've been talking about this. You see a little more of that out and about right now with everything going on with the good guys.
It was a 0.0 statistical margin of error. You know, maybe one out of 100 you might see somebody, you know, like or a confused sample. Now it's a non-zero number. You see it. You actually see the real updated actual live gear, not like bootleg or makeshift, not like taped over that used to say one thing and now says comms on it or something weird. The real stuff.
I am now in the mode where I cannot get enough of Commanders content. And I don't mean like the team name as much as this organization, all of the coverage is positive. All of the coverage makes you feel good. I got a text from a buddy today. I'm going to read it. This is the kind of text I'm sure you're getting, a lot of us are getting from people. How great is it having excitement back in the Commanders? He then says in parentheses, I hate that being good is going to lead to the name being permanent.
Yep.
Then he says, I haven't been this fired up in a long time. It's been so much fun listening to you guys, consuming all of the media. It feels like a total twilight zone and not remotely real. He goes on to say more. Tell me that doesn't describe how you're feeling. This is just today, Danny. The Jaden Daniels to Terry McLaurin touchdown pass to put the game on us against the Bengals.
Uh-huh.
The football he threw, the actual piece of pigskin that he threw, the leather. The Hall of Fame now has it on display.
Huh?
The Hall of Fame just an hour ago posted that that football is now on display because it was a historical performance in terms of completion percentage for a rookie in prime time. So they have that ball right now in Canton. That would happen today. CNN, not ESPN, not FSN, CNN, the news network, did a segment today in the 11 o'clock hour on the upstart Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels.
The hottest team in the league right now. That was what the Chiron said.
Daniels has been named team captain for the first time. Sam Cosmi, in a video the team put out of him, mic'd up. I thought this was great. You can check my Twitter at Grant H. Paulson. You want to see the actual video. But he's talking to Andrew Wiley on the bench. Daniels comes through, daps them all up, like, keep going, boys, keep going. Wiley looks over at Cosmi with a big smile, and Cosmi goes, it's nice to have five, meaning Jaden Daniels. Wiley goes, hell yeah. And then Cosmi goes on to tell him how he's having fun for the first time. I mean, that was the mic'd up stuff that the team put out.
Isn't
like, how
good?
Fun is this?
So it's a combo of two things. One, I'm enjoying the ride, and everybody should be. The second part is I feel, and this is always so hard, I feel like the team, and I'm not in the locker room, I'm not sampling or speaking to 10, 15, 20, 30, 50 players or anything like that, but it does feel to me from far away, outside looking in, like they're handling this the right way. In other words, what would always happen, I would always, like they were good, but the rare times they would have a fleeting moment of success.
Every season like, when they started 3-1.
Yeah, or something, right? Or like, you know, they're 2-0 coming back from Denver, and here comes Ron Rivera puffing at his chest. Here come players talking about this is what we knew we were capable of, or this and that, and like, how good are we? There was that vibe as if, yeah, we've arrived. You idiots who don't trust us yet, who've been suffering for 3-plus decades under the yoke of this terrible owner who's a buffoon at best, a tyrant at worst, you guys don't get it. We're good. We're for real. We've arrived. And then that letdown subsequently always felt worse. These guys, it seems like, it sounds like, understand, all you've done is put yourself in a nice position. There is so much work
to be done.
So
we were talking about this yesterday after the Biotish interview.
Mm-hmm.
This week we've had, on Monday, we had Luke McCaffrey, who was great. On Tuesday, we had Austin Eckler, who's our weekly guest, who's always fantastic. And then on Thursday, yesterday, we had Tyler Biotish, the starting center, on. And all three of those interviews left you and I feeling the exact same way, what you were just referring to. But after Biotish, we were talking yesterday, and I said, it doesn't feel like they're excited about their start.
Right.
I'm sure they are, to be clear.
Yeah.
But you would not know from any of these interviews that they are 3-1 and have the offense that everybody is talking about and have the quarterback that everyone's falling in love with. They're operating as if they haven't done anything yet. I think that's so important.
I do too. And, you know, part of that is I kind of roll my eyes, not at you, but I roll my eyes a little bit where because everyone's enamored and happy with this coaching staff right now, and they should be, by the way, it's not a complaint, but simply saying, oh, what an awesome decision just to stay on the road. It's a business trip. Like, I've heard gimmicky things like that before, you know, where Terry Rubisky had his guys wear fatigues on the plane and they lost by 50. You know, like we've done some of these sorts of deals before with the hokey language and a slogan or be where your feet are or find my due north or arrive violently to the north, whatever the different things are. But there is something to be said for establishing that kind of culture that does seem to be happening where, okay, that's great. You're 3-1. That's awesome. The season has not ended. There's so much work to be done. Embrace that. Acknowledge that. Happy you're 3-1. You should be pleased with your performance. You should be pleased at what's happening. We should all be thrilled and excited. But I know how to say it better than this, but one of my complaints always with Chase Young, for example, was he would do something good, and it was I've arrived. It's over. Like, the debate is over.
Told
the jury's
so.
Out. Told you. And it's like, okay, thanks, but there's a whole next layer to it. What are you adding? What else are you doing? And it never really materialized that way. And I'm not trying to pick on the guy. I'm just simply saying that to me felt like it was an attitude that came from the organization as well, where they would put one foot in front of the other and wait for their parade, wait for the congratulations. You know, remember how angry they were internally that Scott McLuhan was getting a lot of credit for an 8-7-1 season?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, ain't nobody throwing a parade for that, dude.
We don't need to re-legislate staying out in Phoenix, but I do think it's a lot different than all the other things you just mentioned. It's not a slogan on a T-shirt. It's not one of these cutesy things. There was actual legitimate money spent.
Oh, for sure.
To try
for
to
sure.
Be better.
I didn't mean to knock. I was trying to offer an example.
Sure,
right.
But
no, it's like, important to say.
To me, that's a big deal that ownership said,
yes,
so we're going to cost ourselves a lot of money, but you think this gives us a better chance directly to win more football games?
Mm-hmm.
Sure, no problem. And I just think it's kind of common sense that they didn't come back here. They got more sleep. They were fresher. You know, the injured guys that had a chance to play that were banged up played, and it worked out. So giving them their roses for that. But, again, that was last week. We're on to the next, and we're on to Cleveland.
No.
Danny, a real-life chance at 4-1 through five games. This is going to be the dumbest thing I say all day.
Oh, I like it.
All right, this will be the if you take this quote, if Lou DiPietro, who writes all the stories about our show on thefandc.com,
Louis Deeps,
if he just makes this the headline and then the story is what I'm about to say, it'll be the dumbest story that anyone's ever written.
I like this.
There is a big difference between 3-1 and 4-1.
Let me write that down. Give me 1 second. Open up.
Now I don't want Lou to write that up.
I want to make sure I quote you right. There is a
3-1 happens plenty.
Big.
Not around here.
Difference.
But for a lot of teams, 3-1 does happen. 4-1 means you got to really screw some things up to not be in good shape. 4-1 means at a 70%+ clip, you got a chance to go to the playoffs. 4-1 happened in 2008 under Jim Zorn. They were 6-2, and they missed out. Very, very different thing with a different coaching staff that wasn't as good and a different quarterback situation that wasn't as good. But that was the last time and the only time, by the way, in the 2000s. 4-1 happened in 99. That's my favorite Redskins team ever. And 4-1 happened in 1996. Three times since I was about 6 years old, they have been 3-1 to start a 4-1 rather to start a football season. The difference between 3-1 and 4-1 is more than just a number.
So I tweeted this out. I'm tweeting out right now at Funny Danny. A really important quote just now from Grant Paulson that I think is really profound. He said, and I quote, "There is a big difference between 3-1 and 4-1."
I think
right. That's the way to put it.
That's pretty much what I said.
That is the summary.
That's the transcript.
Yeah, I think that's shtick aside, my friend. You're 100% right, because as you 3-1 is a nice start. 4-1's a thing. I don't know why, but it is. Does that make sense?
Bad teams don't get to 4-1.
Yeah.
Okay, teams don't get to 4-1. You know who goes 4-1? Good teams.
Now, Seattle's a bad example because I think they're decent, but hang with me. Their first three games, they won them. They deserve credit for winning them. They played three mediocre to poor teams. They're 3-0. Let's say they got their brains beat in by Detroit. They did. It was a good game, but let's say they did. You'd go, okay, yeah, they're 3-1, but with Washington, if they lose this Sunday against Cleveland, you can go, okay, they were 3-1, but, right? You got to take that away now. A 4-1 team, I feel like, I don't know why, but maybe there was some symmetry back in the day with 16 games and that being the quarter pole. Maybe there's something to that, but you get past kind of the intro. You get past the weirdness of how the offseason plays out. You get past the new sort of paradigm of no one plays in the preseason, and you now throw out a quarter of the sample that we have so far because the first week is so fluky and weird. You get to 4-1, it feels different. It feels like you've just gotten yourself clear of the nonsense balloon. There's a lot of teams that are 2-2. A lot of teams are 1-3. Several teams are 3-1. And now you're all of a sudden, you're clear of the trash. You're clear of that middle bucket that you've been in at best for 30-plus years. I buy that.
If they get to 4-1 this weekend, in addition to the difference between the quality often of the team that's 3-1 and 4-1 that I was just kind of drawing, you've also got the fact that it will be a pretty obvious hurdle that anyone who's been around here understands. This is the letdown game. This is the regression that so often the team that you start to buy in on has, where the bottom falls out a little bit. Everybody thinks the Commanders are going to beat the Browns. Cleveland has as bad a money situation as in the NFL right now. They're spending the most cash this year. They are the oldest team this year, and by way of DVOA, they are the worst team in football right now at 32.
Mm.
I mean, it's a terrible situation with a quarterback who is both unlikable, for the most part, and who has played badly, right? They're coming to your building. They can't move the ball. They can't score. They haven't gotten to 20 in a game. You're busy hanging 40 the last couple of weeks. This is a game Washington should win, as evidenced by the fact that they're favored, as evidenced by the fact that some sport books this week, some sports books have the most leverage out against Washington. That is the most bet on team by the public. This screams letdown situation, coming back home in front of the home crowd. If they handle their business, go beat the Browns and get to 4-1, and at that point you're 2-0 at home. Oh, by the way, you're 4-1 through five. You are sitting pretty in a division that people, as of next week, will be predicting you to win. That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's all on the line. And I will say this. You mentioned the home part of it, and this probably isn't fair. I'm going to say this right now. It's probably not fair. But what's happened so many times is whether it's, hey, this is a big game at Nubs Field. This is a big game at the X, and it's gone poorly. And so the fan that spent his hard-earned Skrilla, the opt-in guy, not the tailgate Ted's in the world. He's there rain or shine. You know, he's like the post office, right? The mailman. He's there no matter what. But for everyone else, it goes, you know what? I'm going to buy in. I'm going to believe. And they get smacked in the face time after time after time after time. This is how you build something. Not necessarily. Obviously, it's easy to say. You win a bunch of games. People are happy. But you sell the individual ticket to the individual person, and they go to the game, have a nice time, see a W, beat a team that you should beat, and have a blast doing it. You've now built some fans. You've now built some people whose buy-in was rewarded. That was the problem for so many years. The expectations were never met. The buy-in was rewarded with pain at best, inconvenience, and indignity. You don't do that to people enough times in a row. Now you got something.
I've got the Commanders handling their business. I think they are going to win. I don't really know where this is going yet. And I can't say that I feel like in the end they're going to be a playoff team that makes some run. I'm not there yet. But I was really confident that they'd go to Arizona and beat the Cardinals from Cincinnati. I'm now very confident that they beat the Browns. And maybe it's easy to get there when the last thing you saw going into the Arizona game was the clinic they put on against the Bengals. And the last thing I saw going into the Browns game now was the clinic that they put on against the Cardinals. I think they win. I think they're 4-1, and I think next week I'm all the way bought in on this being not only the ascending program that it's been pretty clear it's been the last couple of weeks, but this is a real legitimate football team that people don't want to play. It's going to take another week of protecting the quarterback at a level that I didn't really see coming. It's going to take another week of Daniels protecting the football, frankly. Him continuing to be a passer, you know, wanting to be in the pocket more than run, which has certainly been the case the last couple of weeks. But I've come around on the fact that I think this team's actually pretty good. And I've been down on the Cowboys since the summer. I've been down on the Eagles since the summer. I just assume those teams would both be around 10 wins and Washington would be around 8. Not anymore. Not if you're 4-1. If they beat the Browns next week, I'm going to be willing to start having a conversation about this being a division champion type team.
Yeah, because it all puts it on the table. Again, we kind of went through the math. And the when it comes to math and records and winning percentage and stuff, I always harken back to 2019. The point that you and I were making then was the season is not over at 19-31. They've not played well. They've been injured. They've dealt with some adversity. But you're backing yourself into a corner. You have to do X in order to be a playoff team. Well, then they did X. They literally
X
did
X meaning just you're the winning percentage the rest
of
the way.
You got to go whatever it was, 620 ball the rest of the way, and that's what a 100-win team does.
Right.
And then that's exactly
flip
what
they
did.
The flip side now is if you're 4-1, you've got to go 6-6.
And you win 10 games.
To go 10-7.
Yeah. And if that 6.5 and 5.5, if that swings your way, just so happens to the field goal goes in or it doesn't, you recover the fumble, you don't. If you win 7 more games, that's your first 11-win season in 30-plus years.
Right.
Just like that. By starting 4-1, you now can have those conversations. And it's not ridiculous.
And
it's not just drinking the Kool-Aid in April.
I've been trying to slow myself down because it's basically, as I kept saying, it was 6 good days of football. And it was actually 6 great days of football. It's really been 2 impressive weeks. It's a 4-week season, but the Bucs game wasn't. And the Giants' first half was bad and second half was good. So I kind of give them a C overall. But it's been 2 really good weeks. So I've tried to slow my roll a little bit, but even when I remind myself that Kingsbury offenses always get off to a great start and then cool, like the Dolphins of the last couple of years with McDaniel, even when I remind myself that there's going to be times when Daniels isn't playing at this level because it's just natural for a young quarterback, that they're going to be behind the chains, that they're going to turn the ball over, that they're going to commit penalties in the first three quarters. You know, all these things that they have never done the last 2 weeks, I still come back to, I think this group has something cooking. You watch the mic'd-up clip that they're putting out of different players and the whole brotherhood shtick that they're talking about. It almost doesn't matter like how good it truly is if they believe it is. And you're starting to see that too. But let's open up the phones. MGM National Harbor Listener Line's next at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Do you think the Commanders get to 4-1, or do you think this is a letdown spot against the Browns back at home and they take a small step back? Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Grant and Danny out and about at the Atlas Brewery in Alexandria today. Come on by and say hello. We will be here for another 4 hours until 6:30 on a football Friday. The Commanders are getting ready for the Browns. They are on the precipice of a 4-1 start for what would be just the fourth time since 1999. Pretty incredible. 2008. The Jim Zorn-led Washington Redskins got off to a 4-1 start. That 99 team was 4-1. And this year's Commanders, under Dan Quinn with Jaden Daniels at the controls, can pull it off. Do you think they will? This has been the typical letdown spot over the years. Everybody is picking them. They are favorite at home. They are the most bet-on team this week by the betting public. Feels like maybe the carpet's going to get pulled out from under us, but maybe you see it a different way.
Yeah, because it has nearly every time on these. The exceptions are ones that you all remember right now, top of your head. 2012 against Dallas, winning the finale to win the division. But I tell you how it feels to me. It feels like they are the better team. They're going to win.
Let's go to Carlos in Saverna Park to get started on Grant and Danny. What's your confidence going in to Sunday against Cleveland?
Confidence level is we're ready for 4-1, and I'm just looking forward to the Baltimore game, to be honest with you. I already got my ticket to the Baltimore game, and if you don't have a ticket, you better buy one now because they're at $200 for the nosebleeds. So, listen, man, what you said, they're the oldest team in that we're playing. They're the worst team right now in football. You know, as long as we don't see Deshaun Watson from Christmas past of Houston, we're already 4-1. We're on to Baltimore. All I'm worried about is, are we going to stop Derrick Henry from rushing 200 yards, and we're going to stop Lamar Jackson from rushing 200 yards. So that's my confidence level, Grant and Danny. There we go. Let's beat Baltimore.
Appreciate you, dude.
That call should scare a lot of people.
I know.
I just want to reiterate, I don't want to yuck anybody's yum. I don't want any rain on any parades. 11 days ago, they were 1-1, and they'd barely beaten the Giants, and they'd got blown out by the Bucks. Now my guy is saying, no way Cleveland beats them. Bring on the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm on to the Ravens. It's such a hard balance, right? Because I found myself talking almost out of both sides of my mouth. I'm going, it's okay to be excited. It's okay to realize that this is actually meaningful. Starting 3-1 with Rex Grossman is not. This is Jaden Daniels, for God's sakes. This is a GM. All the things that you would ever want. There's a difference between that and those other kind of fraudulent bits of nonsense. That said, I'm also going, let's all be patient. Let's all exercise some caution.
You don't have to be patient to just not say that an opponent can't beat you, or that you're not looking at this game, you're looking at the next one. And I get that there was probably some shtick there, as he's saying Washington's better than Cleveland. They are 1-3. There is only one team that's 0-4 in the entire league, by the way. That's the Jacksonville Jaguars. I'm not telling you they're the worst team in the league. I will say statistically, as I pointed out last segment, if you look at the DVOA metric, which accounts for essentially evening out the playing field for, you know, commonality of opponent and stadium and all the metrics, and just a really good catch-all statistic for value, the Browns are dead last in the league. And the reason for that they're 32nd, is that their offense has just been so putrid. So that's what I like about the matchup, is where are the Commanders susceptible? Defense. Where are the Commanders going to have a problem? That underbelly you can cut open. Is Cleveland good enough to do it? They scored 17 on the Cowboys with a lot of garbage time. They scored 15 on the Giants, and they scored 16 on the Raiders. Their only win was against 0-4 Jacksonville, and it was one of the uglier performances of the year by both teams. I think it was a 17-13, 18-13 win, something like that. So when you look at it that way, Danny, they're just not a very good opponent. The question is, can Washington play above the level of the competition?
Yeah, can you take advantage of that, right? I mean, because it's obvious. I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. Cleveland's weakness is what? It's quarterback play and an offense in general that's been pretty inept. No Nick Chubb. That's now finally official, although we probably knew that, but now it's official. But they, you know, their offensive line has been good in recent years. They can thump. They've got two pretty good receivers that you'd like to have, and Judy and Amari Cooper. But it's quarterback play. That's been the issue. Is Washington is their defense good enough to take advantage of a bad opponent? That is the essential question. Offensively, they certainly are. We know that. When you play a bad defense, it looks like what they did against Cincinnati, where you can't stop them. Can this group, for 1 week, they played great against Arizona, I thought. Pretty damn well. I'll take that performance sight unseen the rest of the year. Can they do that to a bad Cleveland offense? If so, they beat them by 3 scores. If that's the case, this is a nice test for that group specifically.
The Browns' design was defense, run the ball, make a couple plays with Deshaun Watson. They don't run it that well, and their defense has not played at the level they needed to. And Watson's been terrible. So at some point you go, well, what do we have to hang our hat on, essentially? But Jerome Ford has 2 runs he's ripped off of 36 against Jacksonville and 35 against the Raiders. If not for those 2 runs, he'd be averaging around 35 yards per game this season. There's a big drop-off between Chubb, who's back at practice, and the guy that's actually toting the mail for them, Ford, who just hasn't been as good. Let's go to Sean in Fredericksburg on Grant and Danny live today from the Atlas Brewery in Alexandria. What's up?
So that first call literally gave me a pit in my stomach. I'm rethinking going to the game. I was all pumped up going to the game. I just, you know, Grant, I'm the same age as you, and I've just seen this story so many times, and I think I have PTSD. Like, I can't believe all the national hype. I can't believe what I'm watching, and Kingsbury just, you know, carving up defenses. I just can't believe it yet, and I don't know if I'm going to go to the game. I might sell my tickets, man. I'm terrified.
Well, you should definitely go to the game because you've been waiting too long. And thanks for the call, Sean.
Thank you, buddy.
You've just been waiting too long for these vibes. Just imagine the pregame tailgate, the parking lot, the excitement, the energy, the juice. It feels so different to be around fans at a time when everybody is hopeful and excited. And you just haven't had enough of those days. It's also going to be 73 degrees or whatever and beautiful on Sunday. So plan that tailgate, get out to the stadium, and enjoy yourself. But I'm like him. I'm watching all the coverage, beaming and excited, and not really fully understanding it. But I also know this is how it works. It's just never Washington's turn.
Right.
But it takes 2 weeks, basically, of doing something, and then Dan Orlovsky and Swagoo want to tell you about it, right? I mean, that's basically what it is. If you're something for a couple of weeks, if you play a month of football and you're the hot noise, then all the networks are going to be talking about you. Now, they'll beat you up next week. As soon as you lose to the Browns, they'll tear you down, and they'll have a new team to talk about next week. You know, and then it'll be that Kirk Cousins threw for 500, and here come the Falcons or whatever. There's going to be another shoe dropping, but that's why I'm not buying into it. I'm just enjoying it.
That's the distinction, right? It's buy-in or 100% belief versus I just know that I'm having a great time.
How many teams would you rather play this week than the Browns? I think that's a small list. How many teams in football would you say I would trade a game against Cleveland Sunday to play that team?
There are not many at this point. I mean,
would you rather play the Jags or the Browns?
I was going to say, even though Jacksonville has been terrible, they've been 9-8 for the last 2 years, and you figure like there's a good performance somewhere coming for a team that hasn't won yet.
Lawrence might have gotten off to the worst started quarterback in the league. I still would take him over to Sean Watson.
Yeah, it might look like honestly Miami because they can't do anything with their current offense and scheme.
New England?
It might be New England. It might be Jacksonville. The Giants again. I could always play them.
See, the Giants just beat the Browns.
I know.
I would much rather play Cleveland than New York again. New York almost beat me at my place.
That's true. I was there, yeah.
So, no.
Maybe I wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Were you there?
No, I would never go.
Did we just find something out?
No, Danny didn't.
At Northwest Stadium?
Just mean I watched it from home, and I'll never go to that stadium ever. Oh. But, I don't know that I'd rather play Carolina right now with the red rifle slinging it. You know? So, it's a small list. I think that's another good way to look at it.
I think the only team I'd rather play this week than the Browns is probably the Patriots. I wouldn't even put the Dolphins on that list because Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle are healthy and still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Manoj in Brooklyn on Grant and Danny. How are you, Manoj?
Hey, guys.
What's
good
up,
buddy? In the new year.
Sir?
You as
I'm
well.
Going to the game this weekend. I already bet the Skins, already bet the over, but I have a bad feeling about this, mostly because every game I go to, they pretty much lose. But also, the injuries to B-Rob and Noah Brown, I think, are bigger than, like, yes, this offense has been sick and Jaden's awesome, but I think those matter, especially the receiver one. Also, actually, the running back one, too. And then this is, like, the same thing. You know, we played the Browns 2 years ago late in the season, and it was a get-right game for Deshaun, and he's never lost to us before. And it just feels like the Browns are a team that can get rolling on offense versus us, and then their defense will just come hunting for Jaden. And we're going to be in a tough spot.
It's a good phone call, and I like everything you said, except I just don't know that game's relevant at all. Like, Carson Wentz threw three picks. By the way, I think that was the You Can Be Eliminated game, wasn't it?
I believe it was the We Can Be Eliminated.
Was that Bron Rivera post-game You Can Be Eliminated? That was the Browns game, I think? And then that night they got eliminated? I'm almost positive. But having said that, it doesn't matter.
Matters a little.
Kind of does. I think it always matters.
We Can Be Eliminated? Yep. And you should be, too.
Noah Brown being out won't help. That goes without saying. I don't think it's a deal breaker. He's caught three balls a week. They've been pretty big catches, and he can do something seemingly that other guys can't do with his size. But they've gotten a lot out of Luke McCaffrey. His role's going to grow. They've gotten plenty out of Olamide Zaccheaus, at least in terms of this past week. He was their leading receiver. And De'Ami Brown's going to have to step up. Maybe it's a Terry McLaurin game. Maybe it means, in terms of size in the middle of the field, instead of Noah Brown, Zach Ertz, instead of having three or four catches, has seven or eight. But if Brown had like a 6-catch, 90-yard game last week or a couple of 100-yard games, I'd feel like that's more damaging. The key one to watch is Brian Robinson. And he's posted on social media thumbs-up emojis. I'm assuming he's going to play.
I'm hopeful of that, and that's what it's trending towards, certainly. We'll find out a little bit more today with that Friday practice, usually one of the telltale ones. But your point about Brown, I think, is really good. And here's why. What they've shown each week is there's going to be a different person. We know, thinking about from Kingsbury and this offense's perspective, we know there's going to be a time, a place, a person that you haven't accounted for or you're not looking for or you haven't thought that we're going to utilize that we will. Last week was the Zacchaeus game. I would bet it's not two straight Zacchaeus games. I bet you someone else has the week. As you mentioned, could be Ertz, could be McCaffrey, maybe running some more of those Noah Brown looks. This could be the week Ben Sinnott has his 3 or 4 catches. I don't think he has one this year. This could also be any of a million things. They could run 2 running backs at the same time.
Guy.
With McNichols and Eckler. It could be his
McCaffrey
game.
Season.
Yeah.
Luke season. Why not? Let's go 5 for 70 with the kid. Feel good about it?
5 for 70?
5 for 70.
Steve.
Let's do this. If
Steve.
He catches a touchdown.
Okay.
Or he catches 5 passes. Or he goes for 50-plus yards. On Monday, we all get together after the show and go eat Chili's chocolate lava cakes with vanilla ice cream in honor of Luke McCaffrey.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Now, you would have to hang out with us after the show.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets tough.
Like, the show would end.
It's over?
Yes, the show ends. And rather than running out the door
and
pretending to have an event that you don't have, you will have to then hang out with Ryan and me and Darius for like another, probably like an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh.
If you count commute.
That's not even including the commute?
No, if you count commute. You'd only have to be at Chili's long enough to order and eat your chocolate lava cake.
Can I get it to go?
No, you have to eat it with us. That's the whole point.
But if I got it to go container, I could eat it faster.
He's Danny. I'm Grant. You're listening to The Fan. October is the best month for sports. I swear it. Last night is a good evidence as to why. You're listening to The Fan. Grant and Danny on The Fan on a football Friday. We got Caps tickets to the home opener a week from tomorrow on the 12th. The Capitals will be taking on the Devils to get a brand-new, exciting season of hockey started. We got your tickets right at 4 o'clock on The Fan. We are live today out and about at the Atlas Brew Works. We are in Alexandria at Atlas Brew Works. This place is awesome. We've had delicious Andy's Pizza. We've been enjoying ourselves for the last hour and a half or so. We will be here until 6:30. The vibes are strong, and there is plenty of burgundy and gold making its way through the door.
That is neat, man. It's the kind of thing that, as a fan, you start to languish and get frustrated and ticked off for years, and those "why do I do this" type questions. Like you're wandering up to and waiting in this long line. You get punched in the nose. You're like, "Well, that was terrible. I'm not going to do that again." And then you find yourself back in line. You do it over and over and over and over again. It's fun just to have fun again. I know that sounds trite and silly and stupid, but that's what's happening. It is okay to opt into this recreational activity, this voluntary interest that we all sign up for and get some reward out of it.
The October vibes kicked off in strong fashion last night. I've long said this is the best month of sports. We talked yesterday on the show about the fact that it was the first of 55 straight days with a football game, either by way of college or pro football, which, I mean, that's hard to top just in and of itself. But obviously you've got the Major League Baseball postseason, which is underway. You've got the NBA and the NHL both kicking off this month. We just told you we're giving away the Caps home opener tickets in about an hour and 10 minutes. Everything's going. It's just that time of year where all the sports are on, the weather is turning. The wife and I were looking at weekend dates to see when we want to get the kids out to some pumpkin patches. Like, I love the fall, I love October. And last night is the proof. That's all you need. That is the proof to me. Sitting on my couch, 2 TVs going. I got Thursday night football on one and a wild card playoff game on another. So the 2 big moments in sports last night that happened about 20 minutes apart, it felt like, were the Falcons in overtime walking off the Bucks, and Pete Alonso of the Mets hitting an incredible 3-run home run to win a game. Do you realize the Pete Alonso home run in the 9th, down 2-0 to win 3-2 for the Mets, was the first ever lead-taking home run in the 9th inning of a winner-take-all playoff game ever? that had never happened before. The drama was insane. This
was the
call
surreal.
On Mets radio, vibes of the 2019 Nationals.
Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swing and a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
First of all, take a bow, Howie Rose. What a call that was. Absolutely unbelievable. Now, I know we hate the Mets, and I know Pete Alonso himself can kick all the rocks. Danny, that was a moment last night.
Yeah.
I mean, that was so cool.
And, it was amazing. It cool is something that makes me happy. But that was incredible. I mean, what a remarkable thing. I mean, I hate saying this. You and I have been talking about this both on and off air. This has that 2019 Nats vibe to it, and I want it to stop. I have had enough. Enough of this Mets thing.
Who will you root for, and don't do the cop-out? Who will you root for? Someone's got to win the series, Phillies or Mets, to get to the LCS.
I guess the Mets. But
really?
God.
Over the Phillies?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all in on the Phillies.
Well, of course you are. I mean, you love them, and you've rooted for them your whole life. And
what
you
does
express
that even mean?
Joy. You're like, I just love seeing former Nats thrive in Philadelphia.
That's not
you
anything
I've ever
said. You
have a right there on your lower back.
I'm sure.
That's your grand
stamp
right
Phillies
there.
P.
Yeah. I love seeing – I'm a fanatic. And then there's an arrow.
My kids do love Philly fanatic.
Of course they do.
I'm not going to lie about that.
You love mascots, and like you think Bryce was like smart and good to do what he did.
I think Mets fans are more insufferable than Phillies fans.
That's hard. What smells worse? You know what I mean? Like the rotten egg or the skunk or both. They can all go to hell. But that's a hard choice, honestly. To me, Philly fans are worse. Mets fans are certainly irritating, though. I went to school with a bunch of them.
That was their Howie Kendrick grand slam against the Dodgers moment, basically.
Yeah.
It was just breathtaking to watch. Again, that had never happened before. To be down in the ninth inning, to hit a home run to take the lead in a winner-take-all game in playoff baseball, we've never seen it. And by the way, they were killing Alonso in New York, killing him.
Mm-hmm.
He'd had a terrible game 163 doubleheader, game 161, 162, whatever the hell that was, and then a terrible start to this series and a rough finish to the season and a down year. They were running him out of town as a pending free agent. And now they're all singing his praises.
I always loved the guys. They're my favorite man ever. They got to resign him no matter what the cost is.
The other game I was watching last night was the Falcons and the Bucks went to overtime.
That was just amazing.
Kirk Cousins in primetime, 509 yards and 4 touchdowns, a walk-off winner.
Mooney moving. That's fired. That's caught. And that is Hodge. And Hodge is going to take it to the end zone. A most improbable win for the Atlanta Falcons.
Now, thanks to Al Michaels for waking up just
in time. I was going to say, Al Michaels, little juice, huh? Huh?
No.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
No?
Didn't quite meet the moment for me.
Okay.
But we won't critique the call any more than we need to. How about that game? The Falcons, with 12 seconds left, got a completion on a slant that supposedly was a call they changed in the huddle. Like, Zach Robinson sends in, we got to go to the sideline. Actually, you know what, Kirk? Let's bang the slant. Let's see if we can spike it. If we can't, we lose anyway. Who cares? And so they do that. And with 1 second left, they get a spike. Then there's a delay of game. So a 48-yard field goal becomes a 53-yard field goal. Youngway Koo knocks it through. They go to overtime. They get the coin toss. And they go win. Cousins, the first quarterback in the league's history to throw for 500 yards in a game where his team never had the lead on one pass attempt. They were chasing the game, never by more than a field goal or a touchdown, but it was always one possession, but
gotcha.
They couldn't get any stops. So they were always behind by like 3 points. First quarterback NFL history to throw for 500-plus yards and lead his team to a win without throwing a single pass. with his team in the league.
So I can't explain how we got there. I mean, that was remarkable, and not taking anything away from Cousins and the Falcons. But when you, on 4th and 15 with a 1:52 left, throw an interception, and the other team clearly has the ball because of that interception.
They do.
I'm going, you can't lose that game, right? Like, at that point, isn't it like...
So they went for the 4th and 15, which I would not have done. I would have punted. They had three timeouts. You could have gotten them to run it three times and burn three timeouts. They decided, the analytics said, go for it. And the reason is, if you get it, you still have the ball.
You have more time.
But if you don't, then they're already basically in field goal range. So you let them run three plays, call your timeouts if you want. Then they kick, and it's still a one-possession game because you were down three, now you're down six, and you need to go get a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
So basically it was just like, well, at least they're not going to drive the length of the field against my defense.
And smart by Atlanta. I mean, again, not taking anything away from them. If I'm Tampa, I'm going, I had the ball with the lead with a 1:44 left, and I lost that game. That would be hard to stomach.
Tough.
That would be real tough to swallow there.
On that right now. Drive, by the way, so they had the ball. There's a holding penalty that knocks them out of field goal range. On the play with what was a very obvious hold, the Falcons got away with a face mask on the tackle. Should have probably been offsetting penalties. Redo the play. If you redo the play rather than the penalty, they probably can still kick a long field goal. If they make it, it's a six-point game, and they still win. Regardless, they don't. They punt. The Falcons, for the third time in 5 weeks, go down the field to win a football game.
If the Falcons are involved, it's going to be a one-score game. I'll tell you that right now. You can take that to the bank. And also, speaking of Tampa Bay, I can't get over this kind of stuff. These are the kind of things that just would drive me crazy as a fan. They have the ball with 3 minutes left, and they're driving. Then they fumble that one. And you go, okay, Atlanta's going to go down and score. And then they held. Whatever. Just a remarkable bit of theater.
I don't know where this is all headed with Cousins in Atlanta, because they drafted Michael Penix, presumably to play next year.
Certainly the best he's looked this year.
Meaning
that was
Cousins
great.
Will probably be traded at the end of the year. But he's got three game-winning drives in 5 weeks for them.
Mm-hmm.
He's got 15 now since 2017, which is four more than any other quarterback. Going to be fascinating to see if they can continue to play well, what happens there based on the draft that they just had. But an amazing night, both for playoff baseball and for the NFL's fifth week kicking off. Speaking of week five, the Commanders and the Browns on Sunday. Jeff Phelps, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, joins us to scout the Browns next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.